everybody. Welcome to Brazil Workers Podcast by CSP com Lutas Labor and People's Federation. My name is Sammy Gabriela. I'm talking from São Paulo. We have always a new episode about labor and people's issues every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Brazilian time. Embraer announced in early September the dismissal of 2,500 workers, among them metal workers injured or in pre-retirement period, which makes the dismissals illegal. Many of those who were fired through the so-called voluntary dismissal program were coerced by the company to sign the dismissal. Mass dismissal occurs in the midst of the pandemic, and although the company justified the action by pointing out that the crisis is a consequence of the pandemic, much of the situation is due to the failed process of selling Embraer to Boeing. This would be the main reason for the supposed loss that the company pointed out in the first quarter. The labor union, besides mobilizing against mass dismissal, also denounces that super salaries of the some top-level employees of the company, a gross inequality that, if were balanced in a reasonable and fair way, would already make it possible to have enough resources to maintain the jobs of these workers. To talk about the situation, we have in this edition the participation of the CSP com Lutas unionist from the International Caucus and Embraer metal worker, Herbert Claros. Hello, Herbert. Thank you for your presence. Herbert, all this occurs in the midst of the pandemic. Were you waiting for an attack like this against the category?
Hi, Samia. Yes, we expected an attack by the company since the company's board started negotiations with Boeing. The company is 4 years without making new investments, and this situation threatens the company's jobs and the future of the company.
And what are the demands of the mobilization besides the reversal of these layoffs?
In order to save jobs, the workers demand immediately cancellation of all layoffs, guarantee against dismissals, shop from the top leaving top managers' wages. According to the Embraer official document, there are top managers making more than one minimum wage per day. Shopping from the top can save hundreds of jobs at the plant.
In this moment of crisis of capitalism, the company seeks to create a supposed need to restructure the jobs. What do you think the organizations and movements should do? Because the trend is that these attacks continue.
With the crisis of the pandemic, companies increase the attacks on workers. They want to withdraw rights, reduce wages, and lay off workers. Unions and social movements must unite against these attacks. We cannot accept that we pay for a crisis generated by capitalism itself.
And what can you say about the situation from a more global perspective? Has the category in its struggle received the international support?
Yes, many international organizations sent solidarity motions. One was from the International Labor Network of Solidarity and Struggles. Our workers around the world are on attacks on rights and suffer with mass layoffs. Therefore, the international working class solidarity is key, and the organizations that want to support the struggles of Embraer workers can access the international website of CSP com Lutas, and it has sent the motion model.
So thank you very much, Herbert. We are in solidarity with the Embraer metal workers in his struggle. And that's all, people. Next week at 5 p.m. Brazilian time, we will be back. Solidarity forever.
Solidarity forever.